Well, you've been sending in suggestions of odd job titles, thick and fast. I have a few more here. Princess of Organising Chaos at Misfit Inc. from Adon on Twitter. Correspondence Transportation Operative equals a postman from Anne-Marie in Kilkenny. So we've got quite a few interesting ones. It does seem as if curious job titles have been taking over the tech world in particular. As I mentioned earlier, Apple advertised their thought leader position this week. Yahoo have countless Yahoo evangelists, and Kodak even has a chief listening officer. But is this trend temporary or something that's likely to stick? To discuss, we're joined by executive lioness of Business Plus, Siobhan O'Connell, and Niamh Nigonica, human capital coordination maestro with Robert Walters Recruitment. They are made up titles, by the way, in case anyone's wondering. I have a new one myself. I was given the title of Strategic Advisory Partner, or SAP for short. You're both very welcome.
Niamh, nice to see you, Richard.
Is this a kind of madness, a kind of frivolity, or is it something that might stick?
It's hard to say. It's quite a modern concept in that it's something that we've only seen in the market over the last few years. But I think it has come on the back of the entry of many of the tech and social media companies, which have brought their European headquarters to Dublin here. And
why do companies do it?
It is a means of attracting talent. There's so much competition there between companies now to try and attract the right skill set and candidates who will fit in with the corporate culture that the companies have built within the US. And they're trying to bring that with them.
But what kind of talent do you want to attract by advertising a finance ninja? Somebody who can kill somebody at 20 yards. You know, is it about attracting a certain type of person, a younger person?
It could be, but I think it's someone who's quite innovative and someone who's open to being called a finance ninja as opposed to the CFO of finance, and someone who has the capability to come in and not take themselves too seriously either while they're able to do the job to the best of their capability.
I mean, I don't see somebody in their 50s applying for the finance ninja title. Is it a kind of an ageism, really? And perhaps even getting younger people means sometimes they'll do the job for less, Niamh.
It could well be. It's really difficult to say, but it would be very difficult from a career progression perspective for a candidate who may be in a CFO position as they are to have the next stage of their career path to be known as a finance ninja, for instance.
Yeah. Siobhan, is it just about perception? We do like titles in general, people.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think the way society has evolved, people are much more conscious of their status in society, and I think their jobs are much more wrapped up in who they are because they spend most of their time at work. So whereas where 50 years ago someone was more than content to be called a financial controller, now for some ridiculous reason he's got or she has got to be called a financial ninja. And I also think it's kind of patronising in a way for these CEOs to call someone a financial ninja when the financial ninja has been toiling in college and doing all sorts of qualifications, and they end up as a financial ninja, and then they apply for a mortgage and the guy goes, he's a financial ninja.
You've come across quite a few others.
I did, actually, yeah. Well, I mean, there's the one that we all know, this one called the director of first impressions, and that has replaced the word receptionist. And it was actually created by a guy called Chris Young, who runs a management consultancy in North Dakota. And the rationale for his coming up with this phrase, he says, well, if I say your job is a phone operator, how would you answer the phone? I like a phone operator. If I say you're the director of first impressions, you know the way you answer the phone matters. And he calls himself on his business card the difference maker. So, you know, also other witnesses, chief happiness officer, innovation maven. There's a digital prophet in AOL. And this guy, David, says he made up the title himself. So he's a creative at heart. He's an evangelist. But he says, who wants to be called an evangelist? So he calls himself a digital prophet. Tumblr has a fashion evangelist. Chief listening officer, that's the one you mentioned earlier. That's cropped up a lot now in organisations. Chief knowledge officer. Now, again, you have to ask yourself, should the CEO of the organisation not be also the chief knowledge officer, in that they should be the person with the knowledge to direct the company?
I mean, we do love titles. Some people, I think Kim Jong-il in North Korea has quite a few titles.
Well, you know, here's something for the government perhaps to get some inspiration from when they're reshuffling the cabinet. cabinet. Yeah, he's got 1,200 different titles.
Deserves every one of them, no doubt.
Now, loosely translated, so they have, he's called a superior person. That's been in vogue since the 70s. Brilliant leader. I like this one, though. A dear leader who is a perfect incarnation of the appearance that a leader should have. That's been used since the mid-80s on very special occasions. Shining star of Paktu Mountain, you know.
I just thought that from the look of him that he was. Niamh, we've been talking about quirky titles, but there is a sense in a lot of companies that people want to have a title, not necessarily a quirky one, for what they do, because it helps the CV, it creates a perception, an outward perception, that they're very important and senior, when in fact they might not be.
Absolutely. That's something that would be quite common. Particularly, people would prefer to be a director of two people as opposed to a manager of 30. They would prefer to be in the pub on a Friday night talking how they're director of this great company, when, as a matter of fact, someone across the bar might be doing something of greater importance.
And I suppose it makes people feel more important.
Well, that's it. And I think in a company particularly, I mean, one thing that gets my goat is when I get emails from people who might have, say, 6 or 7 staff, and they're called Chief Executive Officer and President. And you keep going, look, the IMF has an MD and a Deputy MD.
We've had a competition for the stay in Rathmullen House. Who did you select as your favourite, Siobhan?
Well, I selected it's called a Client Relocation Consultant, otherwise known as a bouncer. And that was from Jim in Cork.
Well done, the Chief Turfer Outer. Siobhan O'Connell and Niamh Ní Gunacha, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning.